Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. Happy Monday. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Did want to let you know, I know the schedule has been a little bit spotty here and there in terms of episodes coming out, but definitely will be having a fixed schedule now, so I did want to let you guys know, definitely will have three shows a week. There will be a show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, with that being said, today's show, what I'm going to focus on is I'm going to give you 10 teams that I think are going to be significantly better this year than they were last year. Teams get better because they get new coaches, they get a new quarterback, you know, off-season moves, draft moves, all those things combined. And I believe these 10 teams are going to have a big turnaround this year, and I'll tell you why. So with that being said, I am going to start things off with the New York Football Giants. When you look at the 2017 New York Giants, there are a number of issues. I'll start off with the entire spirit of the locker room. Ben McAdoo clearly lost that locker room, and you know it's not just hearsay or something that we're reading on ESPN New York. I mean, you can hear. I've heard players literally say that, you know, he really did lose the locker room. And, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, hurt that as well was definitely the benching of Eli Manning and, you know, a variety of other things. I just don't think that, you know, I think McAdoo, you know, is a great quarterback coach. You know, he took the Giants to the playoffs the year before, but I believe he was just really following Tom Coughlin's blueprint. And, you know, he just had good luck the next year with an improved roster. So, you know, outside of that, there's a few other reasons why I think the Giants will be a better team. Number one is they finally have a franchise left tackle. Nate Solder has been solid. He is a high quality left tackle. He's one of the best in the NFL. And they finally have someone to protect Eli Manning's blind spot. They also added a guard that I believe is better than any guard that they've had on their team in recent years, even Justin Pugh. They got Will Hernandez in the second round, and to be honest, Will Hernandez is one of the top 20 players in the draft. He's, in my opinion, a can't-miss prospect and someone that is going to make a huge difference for them. You also have Odell Beckham returning. That's going to make a big difference as well. They also, you know, have a new head coach, Pat Shurmur, who I believe, you know, is going to be a better fit for the Giants. You're already hearing a lot of good stuff in terms of how the players are responding to him in the offseason. But ultimately, players will start to not respond as well sometimes if you're losing. But I do think that the Giants are going to be a team this year. Although they only won a couple games last year, you know, they definitely can be a playoff team this year. And the biggest thing that's impacted them more than anything else is basically it's taking pressure off Eli Manning. It's making your offensive line better. It's making your passing game better, and it's going to allow you to have a more versatile offense. And that is adding running back Saquon Barkley. The best player in the draft, no question about it. When I go back and look at the college tape, he looks better than Ezekiel Elliott or Todd Gurley. I believe early in his career, he can establish himself as the best running back in the NFL. Another thing that I like is that they actually switched to a 3-4 defense. I believe the coordinator that they have now, James Betcher from Arizona. I've seen a lot of the work that he's done in Arizona. I'm pretty familiar with his schemes and his attacking style, and I think that will actually make their defense better. So all those things combined, I think the New York Giants are going to be a better football team in 2018. Another team that I believe is definitely going to be better are the Green Bay Packers. They have made some good additions in the offseason, and they're getting Aaron Rodgers back. Look, Aaron Rodgers, when healthy, he is the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Tom Brady. And, you know, to be honest, he's probably one of the 15 best quarterbacks of all time. Just saying. He is really that special of a player. You know, some people can even make the argument that he's the best quarterback in the NFL, but still, I think that title belongs to Tom Brady. Now, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he's not always healthy. So, yes, there's a chance he could go down again, but you got to hope, you know, that's not going to happen. And then when you look at some of the other additions that they made, the Green Bay defense was very weak on the back end. They drafted two solid cornerbacks, Jaire Alexander and Josh Jackson, in the draft. Both guys who I think can definitely be good pros. I especially think Jaire Alexander is going to be an exceptionally good pro, and I think someone that it could even be a candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year. So they fixed their back end. They're getting Aaron Rodgers back. They added Jimmy Graham, which, you know, is going to make their passing game a lot better. And then in terms of the defensive side of the ball, in terms of the defensive line, they added Muhammad Wilkerson. You put all these things together, combined with the fact that last year was an off year for the Packers, and they're traditionally a playoff team that at least makes it into the divisional round. You know, the Packers should certainly be a much better team in 2018. Another team that's going to be better, absolutely better, I believe, are the Houston Texans. The two obvious things, they're getting Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt back. Those two things alone are going to make them an entirely different football team. They also added Tyrann Mathieu in the offseason, who I believe is one of the three best, probably one of the three best safeties in the NFL. They also added Jordan Atkins, tight end in the third round, who's flexible, who I think is going to help that offense. You know, I think in terms of how much he plays, it's going to be based on, you know, how good he is as a run blocker. So, I mean, you know, those things combined, you know, you're going to have J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney playing together now. You're going to have more help on the back end, especially in the safety position. And here's the other thing with the safety position. They added Justin Reed as well in the draft. They got him in the third round. And I'm sorry, they got Atkins in the later round, but they got Justin Reed in the third round, who is a safety from Stanford. He's the younger brother of Eric Reed. So, you know, just looking at, you know, their depth at safety, that they got three good safeties now that they can move around. You know, maybe one of them they can move over to, you know, play some slot corner as well. So when you look at, you know, the back end of the Texans defense, their defensive line, their quarterback, possibly having some more flexibility at the tight end position, the Houston Texans should definitely be back in playoff form in 2018. Although I don't think the Chicago Bears are going to be greatly improved, I still don't think that they're ready to be a playoff team. They're starting to look better. I truly believe that Mitchell Trubisky this year will have a breakout season. I saw enough evidence of him playing so far and in college that I think he's going to be a good NFL cornerback. Roquan Smith, you know, there's a few players in this draft that are generational players. Roquan Smith, I wouldn't say he's a generational player, but he's not far off from being one. He is a guy that is going to be the heart and soul of that defense. They have not had a solid middle linebacker since Brian Urlacher, and Roquan Smith should be able to come in, start right away, and make their defense a whole lot better, especially against the run game. So just those two pieces alone help. They are starting to add some more weapons at receiver. That helps a little bit, but I do think the Bears are going to be better. I don't think they're going to be a lot better, but they certainly should be an improved team in 2018, just with the jump that I see Trubisky making, and finally getting a middle linebacker who literally could come in and within 2 years be one of the very best middle linebackers in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals have two quarterbacks that can be day one starters and can come in and can make that team better. Yes, I still believe Sam Bradford can be an effective quarterback when he gets the chance. You know, he had a half season in Minnesota where he actually looked really, really good. I still think Sam Bradford can play. I still think he can be a quality NFL starter. You also drafted Josh Rosen, so you now have two good options at quarterback, and Rosen is certainly 100% NFL ready. Who wins the starting job, I don't know. At this point, you know, it's hard to say. I would not be surprised if Rosen is the week one starter. The other big pickup that they had that I really like is they have a number two wide receiver now in Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk is going to add versatility in terms of, you know, the kick and the punt return game. If you go back and watch his college tape, you know, he's very versatile in terms of being a returner, and also as a receiver, he's NFL ready. He can run routes. He can get separation. He's tough. You know, and then when you throw the ball his way, he's got very strong hands. So I see Christian Kirk coming in and being a big compliment to Larry Fitzgerald and possibly even being their number one wide receiver this year. The other thing is that they're getting David Johnson back. So now you're going to have another weapon at wide receiver. You're going to have your star running back, which is going to make your offense and your offensive line and your quarterback, everyone play better. And now you have viable options at the quarterback position. So I like that. I also like Bruce Arians as a coach, but Steve Wilks, you know, I think is going to do a great job as well. He's a great defensive mind, and I think that's going to add something to the team as well. So just looking at those things alone, the Arizona Cardinals should certainly be a better team next year. Look, this next one is damn obvious because what they did in the offseason, this team probably made a bigger splash in the offseason than I've seen any team make a splash in years. And I'm referring to the Los Angeles Rams. First of all, they have their back end locked up now, and they legitimately probably have, you know, maybe with the exception of Jacksonville, and they might even be better than Jacksonville. It's pretty damn close. But when you have Aqib Talib on one side and Marcus Peters on the other side, it's pretty hard to get better than that. And they added those two pieces in the offseason. They added Brandon Cooks. They don't have Sammy Watkins, but I do think Brandon Cooks is the better receiver. When I scouted Brandon Cooks coming out of college, I thought he legitimately would be about as good as Odell Beckham Jr. Hasn't quite been as good. But, you know, I predicted last year Brandon Cooks would have a major breakout season, and he did. And, you know, the guy is certainly going to be, I believe, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL this year, as he was last year. You also have Jared Goff, who's improving. Jared Goff made a big leap from year one to year two. I think he's going to make another leap this year. You still have Todd Gurley there, as you had last year. Another big thing is this, is that you added Ndamukong Suh to this whole thing here. Now you're combining him with Aaron Donald, and goddamn Wade Phillips is calling the defense. Look at how good Aqib Talib played. I mean, he's always played great, but he was ridiculous under Wade Phillips' defense. When Wade Phillips has weapons, I believe Wade Phillips is probably, you know, when you want to rank him, top 3 to 5 best defensive coordinators, you know, in the NFL. The Broncos team that won the Super Bowl a few years ago, I legitimately think that they did rival the 85 Bears with how good their defense was. They absolutely dominated Tom Brady in that championship game, and they dominated Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. Just looking at all those things combined, adding Peters, Talib, and Ndamukong Suh, Goff getting better, you know, still having Todd Gurley there, and probably him even getting better with the way he's been playing, and having Wade Phillips call the shots. Not only that, you know, Sean McVay, I believe has done a very good job at the offense, and I believe it's only going to get better. The Rams could easily be a Super Bowl champion in 2018. Every year, the Cleveland Browns seem to be among one of the worst teams in football. And it seems like every year or every other year, they draft a quarterback that does not work out. They drafted Baker Mayfield first overall. And while I understand, you know, they still drafted Nick Chubb in the second round, which is a good pick, and they have Carlos Hyde. So, yes, they have running backs. I still would have taken Barkley first, but of all the quarterbacks in the draft, I thought Baker Mayfield overall looked the best on the college tape. Short and intermediate passing, you know, if you just look at accuracy, and I'm not talking about stats, but the actual game tape, he's the best. People want to say, you know, Josh Rosen's the most NFL-ready quarterback. Maybe. But, you know, I do think Baker Mayfield has a higher upside. Josh Rosen is highly accurate, but Baker Mayfield can extend plays. He has better pocket presence, and he's even more accurate on those short and intermediate throws. They also added Tyrod Taylor. So what I like is they really do have two guys that I believe can come in and start and play quarterback and have a decent level of success. They added Jarvis Landry. Landry, along with his LSU buddy Odell Beckham, combined to have the most receptions of any two receivers, I think, over the first 2 to 3 years of their career. You know, they have dual threat at running back now with Carlos Hyde, and they drafted Nick Chubb. And another pick that I really like that they got in the fourth round, they got a guy that I'm projecting is going to be one of the biggest draft steals, and that is wide receiver Antonio Callaway. The guy has great route running, exceptional hands. You know, there's been talk of some character issues, but, you know, in terms of just the upside, you know, I think this guy literally, you know, if he was perfectly well behaved, could have been a first or an early second round pick. So the Cleveland Browns, you know, and not even that, you know, Miles Garrett is going to be better his second year. They have two good cornerbacks now. So I like the fact that the Browns now, you know, at least have somewhat of a formidable unit that they can start winning some football games. I do not think they will be a playoff team this year, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they went maybe even 500 this next season. The Denver Broncos, I think, will be a better team this year. I don't know how much better they will be, and I'll tell you why. Look, they added Case Keenum. He played absolutely outstanding last year at the Vikings. Watching and evaluating Keenum on tape, he didn't look like a guy that was succeeding in a system. He just looked like a guy that was playing really good football at the quarterback position. You know, there you can tell sometimes if someone is kind of successful on the system. But, you know, to me, Case Keenum really looked like he was a sharp quarterback last year. Just evaluating him, everything on him looked very, very clean. And, you know, and just based on that, you know, I think he's going to have success with Denver. What I don't know is, you know, will he have success in this new offense now that he's not going to have Pat Shurmur coaching him? I think he's shown that he can play. We'll see exactly how he can play in this offense, but he is going to be an upgraded quarterback for them. The main thing that's going to make them better is that they now have three legitimate pass rushers. They have two top-end pass rushers, Von Miller, and yes, Bradley Chubb is a top-end pass rusher. He's a can't-miss prospect. His technique and his game and his closing speed and everything, it's too clean. There's no way. Like zero possibility that he's not going to be a solid player. Shane Ray has become better. I don't think he's been quite the player that, you know, the Denver has wanted, but I do believe he can continue to get better. So they have three legitimate pass rushers. They lost C.J. Anderson. I do think Royce Freeman can come in and make an impact, but he's just not going to give him the same. He's not going to give him the same result that C.J. Anderson does. And I watched Royce Freeman's tape. I like him, but I just don't think he's going to give him the same kind of production. So, I mean, with that being said, you know, I do think the Broncos are going to be an improved team. And a lot of it, and I would say most of it, is going to rest on how well Case Keenum plays. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're not ready to go to the NFC Championship game, but they might be ready to go to the playoffs now. Which, technically, if they make it, they can go to the championship game, but I don't see them as that kind of team yet. However, they should be better, and I'll tell you why. Jameis Winston, to me, his first few years in the league, he has looked better every single year. There is enough evidence and enough tape to show that he is a successful NFL quarterback. He's played well already. To me, he was a can't-miss prospect coming out of college. And the Buccaneers had, with maybe the exception of the New York Giants, had the best first two rounds of the draft of any team I can think of. They got Vita Vea in the first round, a defensive tackle who is, in my opinion, a can't miss prospect. You see the way he collapses the pocket is gonna help their pass rushers play a lot better. They got Levante David, now they have Jason Pierre Paul. Telling you, Vita Vea, along with having Gerald McCoy in there, they're now going to start to be able to start getting after the quarterback, which has been one of their biggest issues over the last few years. The combination of Vea and McCoy on the inside, you know, that is going to be very tough for teams to deal with. My only criticism of Vita Vea is, you know, he plays with a high center of gravity, but, you know, that's something he can fix. Everything else, you know, screams that this guy is going to be a megastar to me. Just watching the tape, they got the biggest steal of the second round. They got Ronald Jones, the running back from USC, a guy that should have gone in the top 20 picks, no question about it. He was the second best running back in the draft. Go back and look. I know there's Sonny Michel, there's Nick Chubb, there's all these guys. But truthfully, if you really watch the tape, there's no one that impressed me more, I guess, outside of Saquon Barkley, more than Ronald Jones. In my opinion, he is definitely going to be a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's gonna get a lot of touches, and that's gonna also take some pressure off Jameis Winston and that offensive line as well. You know, with Tampa, unfortunately, Tampa doesn't have the greatest offensive line. They've drafted some players early on the offensive line over the last few years, but they still don't have a great offensive line intact. One pickup that I really like in the third round, they got Carlton Davis. He's a high energy quarterback, a cornerback, and a guy that, you know, can you know, Brent Grimes is leaving, you know, and Carlton Davis is a guy that can come in. I don't know if he can replace him, but Carlton Davis is definitely a guy that I think can play and play well his first year in the league. So the Buccaneers, you know, they were not a good team last year, you know, and I think this year you're going to see them, a good chance they will make a jump and get to the playoffs. This last one's going to be short and sweet. Before the 49ers got Jimmy Garoppolo last year, they were not winning games. After they got Jimmy Garoppolo, they were winning games. To me, what he did last year, it is not a fluke. The game tape on him is clean, and to be honest, it's always been clean. I never understood why he was not a first-round draft pick. You go back and look at the college tape. Everything you want to see from a quarterback, he has it. He has the arm strength. He can throw at varying speeds. He has touch. He has accuracy. He has anticipation, good pocket presence, good feet work. And, you know, I don't get why people passed on him in the first round the other year, but anyway, or a few years ago. But anyway, that is why the 49ers are going to be successful this year. When there's only 16 games in a football season, once they got Jimmy G, they started to win.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.